Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That was Craig Breslow this morning on the front office report. Curtis peppered him with a few questions there consecutively. One about firing the scout that drafted Roman Anthony, which I was unaware of. He asked that question. I immediately went and looked this up. It's from a Jen McCaffrey story in spring training. They fired the scout. I'm mostly okay with firing Bloom guys, Dombrowski guys. There's one guy who had been in baseball for 50 years. I'm like, that guy could probably go.
Maybe. Or the guy that called him an effing stiff.
Yeah, that guy. Fine.
Yeah.
The guy who signed Roman Anthony, you might want to keep around. I'm with him on that.
Well, let's see.
But the good point. They're like, he's hitting a buck. Maybe get rid of that guy. Good point. But, no, Curtis asked him about the Devers return and...
Yeah, this was kind of an alarming answer, and I think he has to do it because he's the one that made the trade. But when he said Jordan Hicks is a dominant...
Well, just real quick.
...back-end reliever.
The question was about could you have gotten a better return by not making the Giants or, demanding the Giants eat the full contract? And he's like, well, you'd be shortchanging the return.
Yeah.
And he goes
on... You sure about that?
We haven't seen any of these guys.
To defend the return.
But, like, Jordan Hicks is not this dominant reliever. That's what he's, like, describing him as. Do you know what Jordan Hicks' ERA is this season?
He's a better reliever than starter. I do know that.
Do you know what his ERA is? Yeah, pretty much.
6.47
this year.
Oh, we call that a Walker Buehler.
Last year, 4.10.
Well.
The year before with two teams, 3.29. That was far and away the best.
He was like a full bullpen guy.
Yeah, 4.84 in 2022, 5.40 in 2021. Didn't play at all during COVID. So, like, the last 5 years for Jordan Hicks.
Wait, he took that whole year off?
Yeah.
He was one of those?
He opted out. He was
Harrison Hicks. They both suck.
He was a
Wouldn't
David
take
Price?
The needle. No, I have no idea if that's true. But he did opt out of the season.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what the deal is there, but he didn't pitch in 2020.
He was a David Price in 2020. I didn't even know that until right this second.
I said I was immunized. So Jordan Hicks stinks. And so he's trying to hype up Jordan Hicks. But it would be easier to hype up Jordan Hicks if we'd seen him in the last 2 weeks. If he pitched and he got out of some high leverage spots, you might be able to spin that a little bit better. But he's like, no, don't shortchange the guys we got. We like the guys we got. We got one guy that's going to help us in the back end of the bullpen. Bet he doesn't. And we got another guy who he thinks could follow Garrett Crochet in the rotation and Kyle Harrison. I was like, well, let's see.
You sure about that?
Why is he pitching in Worcester then? He's got to work on a couple things. He's
got to
work on a couple things? Because this is concerning. Because last year, Craig Breslow, at the moment, I was like, good, you at least made some moves at the deadline. You brought in two relief pitchers who both sucked.
Yeah, but he at least attempted to address some needs. Unlike Bloom, this is why I believe in him.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
I do understand that.
Fair point there, Don. But I think Breslow is better than Bloom. That's a low bar. That's not saying much. But I do think Breslow is better than Bloom for reasons like that, Keith. At least he attempted to upgrade the team and address
needs. No, he tried,
needs.
And that's why, like, in the moment, I remember saying, like, I don't love these guys, but I'm glad he did it.
At least they bought.
It's right. At least you chose a direction. You didn't go, you didn't trade any top prospects. You didn't trade anybody really off your active roster, but you added pieces that you thought you needed. But I only bring that up because the same guy that added those guys is now telling us how good Hicks and Harrison are.
Fair point.
So actually, I believe one of the guys they traded away at the deadline last year was Zephyr Jean, who was throwing 100 shutting down the Red Sox yesterday.
Okay. Wait, was he a Red Sox?
I believe he was the Luis Garcia trade.
Oh,
I believe
boy.
So.
Oh, no.
That's a loss.
things are falling apart.
I didn't know he's a Red Sox guy.
But I would like to see these guys pitch in high leverage situations. But you also did take your best hitter, and you and I are both fine with moving on from Devers. Mm-hmm. But the reality is you traded your best hitter this season for two arms that aren't ready yet, and you're not scoring any runs. Like, your team can't hit right now.
It's a poor combo.
So, yeah, that's a tough one to defend. And one of the things that was brought up about the Giants in particular is their top prospect was a big Hoss first baseman.
He's now hurt, by the way, but yes.
Okay, but still, at least then you're like, all right, maybe long-term, maybe there's something there. And it's like, no. Maybe Kyle Harris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who's young, but he's already pitched parts of 3 seasons in the majors, and so maybe they'll unlock him and maybe he'll be great. I don't know.
Zephyr John wasn't just involved in the Luis Garcia trade.
He was 3 players that moved in that deal.
Four. He's one of 4 prospects that moved. They got 4 for this guy.
Yikes!
Including him.
Well, yeah, he hasn't been great this year, but he shut down the Red Sox yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right. Well,
but when it comes to Breslow, your sense is, and I agree with this, he believes in this year's team more than last.
Without a doubt.
He's talking about it. And I look, I'm not criticizing anybody in the interview for not following up, but what I would have asked to Breslow is, well, if Hicks and Harrison are so good, and Harrison is a number 2 starter and Hicks in the bullpen, why the hell are they in Worcester? Like, why aren't they here? Why aren't they on the club when you need help? So you might like the A-ball prospects. Those guys are years away. The guys who could help right now are in Worcester. Why? But your general sense, and I agree with this, Keith, is that he still kind of believes in the team. And maybe he's lying. Maybe he's not telling the truth because he has to defend the Devers trade. But he does sound like he believes more in this year's team than a year ago, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, basically as much as he can do it, sort of said they would be a buyer. And he did point out the fact that there's a lot of time between now and the deadline, but did talk about adding to the 2025 roster, which is promising. Like, don't punt on the season. And let's keep this in mind. He is saying right now, when the team is 2 games under .500, so they're 2 games under and they are currently 2.5 out.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to the trade deadline. If they are 2.5 or fewer games back of the wild card and they don't buy, then, like, what happened? What changed? Or maybe he was just lying about it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. I would use that as sort of a metric. As long as they're this close to the playoffs, they should still buy at the deadline.
Justin in D.C. In the Twitch chat, these two guys clearly don't watch baseball. Trading away Devers will cause a 16-game swing for the Red Sox this year. I've been watching the Giants.
I disagree.
Giants, but Red Sox have been terrible without Devers. True, that's only half the story.
They were also terrible with Devers multiple years.
Thank you. So they've been terrible with Devers. They were 1 game over .500 with Devers this year. And they are 3-6 without him, 28 runs. The Giants, anybody following what Devers is doing with the Giants?
Killing it.
I think he come up with the bases loaded yesterday to win the game, or to basically win the game, and didn't do anything with it?
Well, he was 0-4, so I'd believe it. The Giants are 3-5 with Devers. They've scored 30 runs. He's hitting .194 with a .608 OPS, a home run against the Red Sox, and 3 RBIs. So, look.
He's also got some sort of injury.
Yeah, he's also not playing the field. Weird. He said he was going to play the field, but apparently he's not playing the field because he's got some nagging injury.
He tweaked his groin.
So he's back to being a selfish a-hole. Correct. After 10 games on the team. Or
the
not
Red
even.
Sox left, and he's like, okay, yeah, I can stop pretending now.
He's back to being selfish.
Yep.
They're losing. He's not hitting. So just factor that in when you're talking about the Red Sox without Devers. Yes, they've sucked without him.
Yeah.
Do they really miss his .194 average, 6-31? I don't think so.
It is funny when Breslow was talking about Devers today, too. He's like, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously he didn't say anything about being, like, a teammate. He's a trash guy.
He might
teammate.
Not be a bad guy. He's a bad teammate.
Horrible.
I love this line, too, from Breslow, which I heard in real time. I got to be honest, I didn't really even give it much thought. Keith, you were like,
this was funny. This was the funniest thing Breslow has ever said.
This, maybe he's, like, 10% human.
Or he just has some really good programming.
He got invited to not tomorrow's roadshow, but next week's roadshow.
The finale, Winnipesaukee.
And here's how he handled that invite from Greg.
No, depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
Basically saying I could be fired in the next week.
I mean, that is funny.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, look at that.
How about that?
A nice little joke from Breslow. He like loosened up there at the end of the interview.
Robo Breslow. Text line, Red Sox above .500 with Devers. 1 game over. True. They're under without Devers. They are 3 games under.
You
true.
Sniffed it out.
The Giants?
Yeah, how are they doing?
10 games over without Devers. They are 2 games under with him.
Oh, boy. That's a big swing. Again, holy mackerel.
I hear a lot of half the story, and that half is true. The Red Sox are stunk without Devers. Yeah. The Giants are also stinking it up with Devers, who's stinking it up in the batter's box, and he's not playing the field.
No, he's not.
So I would also...
His groin's barking
And
out.
If I have to be the only one to introduce that, I'll do it. But I would also point that out.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. That was Craig Breslow. If you have takeaways, weigh in. And we'll also get into the Red Sox stinking it up, getting swept by the Angels. Does that put the manager right back on the hot seat, where I guess Craig Breslow clearly thinks he is?
Yeah.
Is Cora back on the hot seat? We'll get into that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.